It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Castleview Hospital CEO Greg Cook. And they put out a press release the other day. And really, you know what? We see it when we go out places now, when we go to restaurants, when we go to stores and things like that, that, you know, there's not a lot of people working. And the people that are there are kind of taxed and stressed and just trying to get things taken care of. The healthcare field is no different. It really is. And so we're going to kind of talk about what's going on with that, with the healthcare workers, with the hospital itself, and the COVID 19 pandemic, as it's kind of referred to and we're dealing with right now, because it's not going away anytime soon. We were just discussing the fact that someone said, if we quit talking about it, it'll go away. No, it won't. It really won't. And it's here for a little bit. And we just brought Greg in today to kind of talk about some of the challenges that the hospital is going through right now and what we can do to kind of mitigate those circumstances, I guess, so to speak. Greg, thank you so much for coming out and joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So let's get right into this. And as I said, this is something that's really not going away anytime soon. And as you said, and said to not put too fine of a point on it, this is really something that is affecting the people that work at the hospital day in and day out, the healthcare workers out there, and everything. And it really, it's kind of taxing the healthcare system here in our area. And we need to discuss different ways that we can fix this and kind of, as we said, mitigate what's going on.
Exactly. We're experiencing things in healthcare that we've never dealt with before. It's definitely not going away anytime soon. I certainly hope that it does, but it's not showing any signs of that. I thought last year when we started dealing with this that we had seen worse things than we'd ever seen. And last year was certainly terrible to deal with and it was taxing, but this year has been far worse. And our staff are tired. They're very resilient, willing to care for our patients, but they're becoming very, very exhausted. And so we're looking for creative ways to try and help them. And just a cry to the community to do their part is one of those ways.
And you know, this is another one of those things where you may get the people that are going to stand up and say, you know, I'm not going to go get it. You're not going to tell me what to do. And that's really, I mean, you're suggesting that because in certain situations, they're finding that it does help. But really what it comes down to is just be careful when you go places and know your surroundings, really. Isn't that it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're never, you know, we're certainly not asking anybody to do something they don't want to do. We can definitely not force anybody. I mean, we all have rights and we respect those. What we are asking for is for people to be responsible and just help us out. Masking, social distancing. You know, if you're sick, don't go to church, don't go to work, don't go to school. If your kids are sick, don't send them to school. These are all ways that we can help stop and slow the transmission of COVID-19. The issue is that it's taxing our healthcare system. It's taxing not only Castleview Hospital, but it's taxing the healthcare system in the state. We have run up against capacity many times, and the risk there is that if we have all of our beds full and we can't transfer patients, there's no way to treat the cardiac patients, the stroke patients, the trauma patients that come in the hospital. Just over the last weekend, we had 3 sick patients that needed to be transferred, and we couldn't find a bed for them anywhere in the state. And thankfully, ultimately ended up finding a bed in Las Vegas, which is just unheard of, to transfer a patient from Castleview to Las Vegas, not being able to send them to Utah Valley or University of Utah is just, it's scary. So asking for the community's help for sure.
And you were even saying that really Las Vegas was the better alternative. You even said that was the U of U that suggested Boise?
U of U told us, they said, if you need to transfer a patient, we're recommending Boise, Idaho. And it's just not being able to transfer a patient to one of our local hospitals is just a scary place to be.
And really, that's kind of what it boils down to is you've got all of these patients that are in right now and taking ICU beds with COVID. And as you said, then where does the cardiac patient go? Where does this patient go? Where do those patients go? And that's really where you're kind of up against it.
Exactly. And we've been fortunate so far, obviously, to find beds for patients. But, you know, there are patients that we're able to treat at our hospital. We do a wonderful job at that. But there are patients that absolutely need a higher level of care. And the system is just overwhelmed and taxed right now. And we've got to make sure those beds are available.
Okay, and then some other things that, you know, we kind of want to discuss and talk about is if you do choose that you want to go get the vaccine, the health department, you can pretty much walk in there and get the vaccine at the health department.
Yeah, absolutely. Just reach out to the health department and they can step you through how to get a vaccine. And I understand that, you know, the vaccine process is a little controversial for some, but we do know that it helps. We've seen, you know, certainly possible to get a breakthrough case of COVID if you've had the vaccine, but we've noticed that there are a lot fewer hospitalizations and certainly fewer deaths for those patients that have been vaccinated. Another alternative as well, that we're offering and we've been able to get our hands on is the monoclonal antibodies. We have seen huge success with patients that start having symptoms. If they have risk factors and they qualify, we can infuse them with the monoclonal antibodies, and we've seen huge success rates of declined hospitalization and death if you receive those. So
and when you're talking risk factors, you're talking like maybe diabetes, health or heart problems, heart issues.
Yeah, there are many of those risk factors. You can talk to your primary care provider or whoever if you're concerned about that. But monoclonal antibodies, vaccinations, all of those things are great ways. But we just encourage, you know, we encourage our public to just be careful. Wear a mask, social distance. Stay away from groups if you're feeling sick. It is serious, and it may not impact you significantly, but you never know when you're going to transmit it to somebody who it does impact. Very, very sad. Our nurses see it every day. Our respiratory therapists, they deal with it. They look a patient in the eye and tell them they'll be okay, and they end up passing away, and it's sad. So,
well, and not only that, as you said, you know, I found that when I was diagnosed with it, I started going back in my mind. Now, who was I in contact with? Who do I need to get in touch with? Because honestly, for me, I felt like I was going to be fine. I worried about those people more than I worried about myself. So, and that's really what we're looking at here too. So I did notice, and we talked about it before we came on, there's going to be an uptick in testing sites and things like that. Is that now, are they going to have them out at the hospital again, or is it just going to be kind of around town?
We are always testing at the hospital. There are many places to get tested. I know a lot of the clinics locally can test, the urgent care, Carbon Medical, some of those places, the health department certainly. We've had a struggle with some of our supplies, and testing supplies have been hard to get our hands on. That's remedied itself recently, and so we have plenty of testing supplies. So certainly welcome to come to the hospital to be tested. Just reach out to your primary care provider if you have a question about how to get tested or where.
All right. So once again, it's we're all in this together. We will get through this, but it's just a matter of, you know, knowing your surroundings, knowing your environment, and knowing what you're getting into, really.
Yep, absolutely. And we appreciate the community support. Again, it's a cry for help. Just do your part. It may not impact you, but it may impact somebody else significantly. And we have seen a lot of death, and those patients that come to the hospital can't breathe or put on oxygen, end up intubated. A lot of them walk out of the hospital, and a lot of them don't. So please help. Our staff, I can't say enough how much I appreciate them, how much I appreciate the providers at the hospital. We have a tremendously caring group of individuals who are willing to take care of everybody, but it is taxing and very exhausting, so please help.
All right. We've been speaking with Greg Cook, the CEO out at Castle View Hospital, in ways that everyone can help and get through this COVID-19 situation that we're in right now. Greg, thank you so much for coming out and taking the time to get on the air and let everybody know about it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.